Nearly all Christian traditions are united in the idea that Christians, to the best of their ability, need to know and affirm the central tenets that the Bible teaches. We need to know who God is, what He has done, what He continues to do, what He will do in the future, and how He expects us to respond to Him. And for almost 2,000 years, much of the church has used creeds to ensure that its members have this kind of basic knowledge of the Bible. But does this use of creeds somehow challenge our commitment to Scripture as our only absolute standard of truth?
Now, part of the Protestant tradition is an emphasis on what we may call sola scriptura, the Scriptures alone. And it's from this important reformational idea, the centrality of the Bible in our worship and theology and practice, from this understanding comes, unfortunately, this idea that we don't need the creeds such as the Apostles' Creed. But this is a misunderstanding of this Reformation principle. For the Reformers and for Christians throughout the ages, they have understood the Scriptures to be the source and witness to divine revelation. But this is never meant for Christians that we don't need traditions, nor that we aren't standing in a particular tradition ourselves. So this idea that sola scriptura would mean a rejection of all creeds except for one's own reading of the Bible is simply not what the Reformers meant, nor is a wise way forward.
Well, Protestants traditionally have understood the relationship between the authority of the church and the authority of the Bible in a number of ways. I mean, firstly, in terms of its formation, it was the church that actually came up with a verification of what was thought to be the canon, the authorized text of the Bible. But it is also true to say that the church should be submissive to the teaching of the Bible. So the interpreters of the Bible are the humble people who read it wisely, not a dictate from afar. And therefore, the church's relationship to the Bible is one in which it should see itself being guided and directed in all matters of life and doctrine and practice by the Bible.
Just as Christians today continue to write books, whether they're doctrinal studies or personal testimonies or letters, early Christians, after the apostolic period, after the writing of the New Testament, continued to write additional documents, letters to churches, instructional manuals like the Didache. The Scripture is our authority, and so insofar as those documents represent an attempt to faithfully live out the Scriptures, it's instructive to us to learn about how our brothers and sisters in ancient times sought to live and apply the gospel.